Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. The University of Arkansas Community College at Batesville Foundation is selling sponsorships to the seats in the lecture hall of the new Nursing and Allied Health Building. Seats are $100, and to commemorate the purchase, a plaque will be placed on the back of the seat. Donations are 100% tax deductible and will be credited to the Nursing and Allied Health Building Fund. Seats are available on a first-come, first-served basis. The building will be the first two-story structure on campus and will include 7 classrooms, a 200-seat lecture hall, 4 clinical labs, and faculty offices. The building will house UACCB's Nursing and Allied Health programs. In size, the building is 40,669 square feet. The low bidder, Crossland Construction Company of Rogers, $4.917 million. It's located on the east side of the UACCB campus, south of the Roy Rao Sr. and Imogene Rao Johns Library and Academic Building. If you're interested in purchasing a seat, you can contact the college. The U.S. Geological Survey says a small earthquake struck central Arkansas again this morning. The quake had a preliminary magnitude of 2.6 and was recorded near Greenbrier just before 4 a.m. A 2.7 earthquake struck the same area yesterday afternoon. The former director of the Upper Southwest Solid Waste District in southwest Arkansas has been sentenced to 6 months in prison for embezzling more than $756,000 from the district. 67-year-old Joe Ball II of Hot Springs was also ordered to serve 6 months home confinement when he was sentenced on Tuesday in federal court at Texarkana. Authorities say Ball has already made restitution. He pleaded guilty last May to 3 counts of federal mail fraud. Investigators say he mailed checks from the district to a post office in Bonnerdale, where he picked them up, then deposited them into his personal bank account. Ball has said he used the money to gamble. The district disposes of solid waste from 9 counties in southwest Arkansas. A Stone County man has been charged in circuit court with first-degree terroristic threatening. That's a felony. Court records say Louis Elmer Branscombe, between January 31st and February 4th of this year, threatened his ex-wife on numerous occasions after he discovered she was dating another man. Branscombe's bond was set at $25,000. And a Stone County man was charged with felony DWI. Court records say Russell Harris has been charged with driving while intoxicated this month. Harris has been convicted of DWI 3 previous times since 2006. Harris's bond was set by the district judge at $2,500. If convicted, DWI 4 carries a prison term. And on the local and regional scene, that brings you right up to date.